back. Well, there's some vintage music for the big game. That's kind of cool. Thanks, Brian.
I don't know if it's vintage or futuristic. I can't say I've ever heard that one.
Oh, you haven't? No, oh, that's early on.
Oh.
That's an NFL classic right there. That's Hall of Fame music.
Can
baby.
You say NFL?
I can say anything I want because I pay to be on this big airway.
Are you ready for careful. Some football?
Right.
That's my favorite song anyway.
Okay. So, again, we're traveling down the road of tasty treats for the big game.
Yeah.
And Bob is taking it up a notch. Oysters Rockefeller.
Well, I'm going to a very swanky. My first party is a very swanky party. It's in
no wonder you're only staying for half the game.
It's in a highbrow neighborhood, and there will be some people there that are used to eating some very good food, and I don't want to disappoint. And they've come to expect something. I've got to outdo myself each year. This is going to be impossible in 3 more years because it'll be, hey, I'm grilling some hot dogs. We're going to have to hit the reset button.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've heard of several other recipes, and I tried them from a guy that I met in an airport years ago I told you about. And everybody's interpretation of a good Oysters Rockefeller is different. There, you know, there's
varies
there's
by
no,
fella.
It does, and so I just said, okay, I've got to find a recipe that makes sense to me.
So what'd you find?
And this thing to me made sense, and I'm gonna put it on the website because I started the prepping last night, and I'll finish it up on site at my buddy's house. So basically, this one calls for one of your favorites, and that is to pre-make a butter. Mm-hmm. And this butter—
I enjoy compound butter.
Yes.
You bet.
This butter I think you'll like because it's going to have 2 cups of butter. I'm going to use salted because that's what I have.
Mm-hmm.
I fried up my bacon already last night because I love doing that. It's got blue cheese, garlic, scallions. I'm going to use green onions instead of scallions. Just my preference.
Yep.
Just my preference. Well,
pretty
use
much.
The whole thing on both of them.
Pretty much.
Yep. I can't tell a whole lot of difference. So
right.
Not that.
Yeah. Well, wait not a minute. You're going to the highbrow party
not
for
that
the
refined.
Discerning palates. You might want to rethink that.
Oh, no. They drink Bud Light, so they're not that discerning. They like the wow effect. And then they pull out a Bud Light.
Eat with your eyes first, right? Your nose second.
Then some red pepper flakes, some fresh lemon juice, and some hot sauce. So basically, I have fried up the bacon, and I have it all chopped up. I use some nice thick bacon from Sobe. And
so this is a compound butter that you're going to mix up and you're going to chill to get it back to a solidified state.
When I get home this afternoon, I'm going to blend all this stuff together. And by the time I'm done whipping it up in Maureen's big mixer, it's going to be kind of fluffy. Then I'll lightly fold in the blue cheese very lightly because I don't want to break it all up and turn it to mush, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then I'm just going to roll it up on some wax paper into a couple logs, and I'll bring the logs over to my buddy's house.
Right.
And they're going to be skinnier, smaller logs. So when I slice them, it'll fit right on that oyster shell, and then I'm going to put the raw oyster on top of it.
Okay. And then you're going to broil them?
I'm going to throw them on his grill.
There you go. All right.
Ooh. He's got a big primo, so I'm going to throw him on the primo.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Wow, that sounds good.
I know. I'm excited about it. And I'm going to save a little bit of blue cheese and just sprinkle it over it in the last minute they're on the grill. Just
and how long? Because you've got the you've shelled the oyster. You're using the shell as your vessel.
Yep.
You're going to put this butter, compound butter in there and set an oyster that you've already taken out of the shell back on top of the butter. And you're going to
so I'm I'm evicting them all.
Right.
I'm draining the juice.
Okay.
And I'm throwing this butter on. I'm throwing the oyster on top and serving them up to the gods.
And then how long do you think that'll – I mean, are you cooking that hot? Are you cooking that slow?
It's going to be pretty high temperature on a charcoal Kamado.
Okay.
The Primo, which I actually sold Bob years ago. And I think it's going to take about 6 minutes.
Okay. 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you have a plate setter between the charcoal, or are you putting them right on the grates?
Nope. Gonna be direct.
But and then so you'll have to close that lid of that
most
Kamado.
Most people are gonna use a charcoal grill, right?
Right.
So I'd rather tell them how to do it on a regular charcoal grill.
Right.
Most people don't have a $2,000 Primo.
Right. Yep. And Primo, green egg, whatever your flavor is on those. The problem with a Kamado grill is when you open the top of it, it takes a huge breath of air.
It wants to take off.
And it'll take off, and it'll get hot in a hurry.
Well, and there's a way to solve it. Just put just very little charcoal in there.
Right.
Because they're stingy with charcoal. It doesn't take much.
You're right, it doesn't.
So we tend to want to overload them because we grew up on Weber kettles.
Right.
And we put a bunch in.
Right.
And even then we were probably putting too much in.
Yeah.
That's why they made the chimney, because you were supposed to load that up.
And that's your.
And that was all you needed.
Right, that's your allotment.
And it's amazing how much that'll
do. Yeah, because you're right. When I get ready to do a smoke
well,
or whatever.
Well, that time you took care of your eyebrows.
Right.
That's what you did.
Yeah, you load up that Kamado, and that was the point I wanted you to go for, is you don't need to load that charcoal chamber.
You had a smoky bourbon unintentionally.
Right, right. Well, I do like smoky bourbon. Speaking of good things to have at the big party,
yeah,
right?
Right?
Yeah. Nothing
I have
wrong
never,
with that.
I have never tried doing that.
What, drinking bourbon at a party?
Smoking bourbon. How do you do that?
Generally, what I see is it's done by the glass, and then they'll have it in a shot glass, and they'll light a piece of herb or a small little shard of wood, and it'll burn a little bit, and then they stick that and put a bigger glass over top of
I've
it.
I've seen people
and
do that.
And that smoke just
okay.
it gets into the
so they're
shot
just
you're
doing
drinking.
It in the bar.
Right.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought
I mean,
literally
you
threw
can
some
buy
bourbon
it.
In the smoker.
No, you could. Well, you could.
Yeah.
I don't know if it evaporates
I've
or not.
Seen
that's
that
the
technique.
Problem.
I think thyme or rosemary or something is what I've seen them do.
Right. And you know what? Or a little stave of maybe applewood or cherry wood
you know,
that's smoking. And
weed's legal now.
Right. Yeah.
That's
smoking and bourbon. That's not smoked bourbon, Bob.
So
yeah,
here's
a difference.
Here's something that a lot of people overlook, Jop, and that is just a plain old turkey breast. And you can get these in a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking Sara Lee and some of these people have them, and they're generally frozen. But if your butcher has them fresh, just a beautiful, nice, big turkey breast.
They're usually like 3-4 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep.
They're a beautiful size. And I'm a white meat person, so I love chicken breasts and I love turkey breasts. But there's something about with the skin on a turkey breast and just a nice amount of rub on it,
mm-hmm.
and indirectly putting that on your grill and getting a little smoke to it and bringing that thing up to 165 and then just parking it. Give it a half an hour, wrap it up in foil, throw it in your cooler, wherever you want to stow it. But now if you're going to a tailgate party, you pull out your little cool little cutting board. You know, everybody's got one cool one,
right,
that you can bring to a party. And your best knife. Now, bring a cheap knife because somebody's going to steal it.
And, another vote for this highbrow party you're going
yeah.
to.
So, and then just slice it on a little bit of a bias and leave it right on that board, let it lay down nicely, and bring that out with some baguettes. And that makes just for a beautiful, manly sandwich.
It's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manly, manly, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's man law is appropriate, especially if you're on one of the teams that'll be playing. When in a public shower, no man will look below the shoulders. Also, no eye-to-eye contact for more than 1 second is allowed. If eye contact occurs, nod upwards and look away. There's a rule for everything, Brian.
Word.
We're being produced right today by Mr. Brian Fonger, the wizard of the big board, and we appreciate him making us sound better than we really are.
Right. Bob, I've got one that's a great side dish, easy to do. Get your favorite mac and cheese, and don't care how you make it. I like white cheddar cheese, but
mm-hmm.
Where I'm going is I'm taking these better-made hot chips, and I'm crumbling them up, a big bag of them, down to a dust, and I'm going to spread that stuff right across my mac and cheese for the last 15 minutes that's in there. And that little bit of hot with the saltiness of the chip mixed in with the cheesiness of that mac and cheese, baby, I'm telling you, that
my
is a
mom
good
used
bite.
To do that.
That is a good bite.
My
it's super simple.
Yeah.
But those better made chips that are the hot and spicy ones, They come in a red bag, and they got a little flame on them, right?
She didn't do that. She just used the bottom of the bag that was already crumbs. People were so much thriftier in the 60s and 70s.
Coming up next, we're going to maybe heat your dog up a little bit with an atomic turd. Stick with us. We'll be back.